Hi, I'm Geoffrey Hodges, founder and secretary of No Tolls, No Sell-Offs, a new political party that will be standing at the next state election. And I'd like to talk to you about the need for having a deposit system for our bottles and cans. It's way past time that we reintroduced a container deposit system for Queensland. This is not a new idea. If you're of my generation or older, you will remember, as I do, taking your empty bottles back to the shop and getting a refund of 10 or 20 cents. And it was a great idea. It was a great system. Kids and people out of work could take their empty bottles back and make themselves a few dollars simply by returning these empty containers. And the great thing was that it meant that we didn't have litter all over the roads, washing down into our rivers and out into the ocean. According to Clean Up Australia's report on rubbish collected last year, more than 18,000 tonnes of rubbish were collected around Australia, and for the first time in 20 years, beverage containers outstripped cigarette butts as the most collected item in the national top 10. Beverage containers and their associated rubbish increased by 12% last year, 12% in 1 year, to a total of 36% of all rubbish collected. 36%, more than a third of all the rubbish collected around Australia and around Queensland were beverage containers. South Australia introduced a container deposit scheme way back in 1977, and it continues to be a highly successful and multi-awarded program which reduces litter and recycles important resources. With this refund scheme, South Australia now leads the nation on the recovery, recycling, and litter reduction of beverage containers, with a current return rate of over 80%, and beverage containers in South Australia now only make up 2.2% of rubbish collected. In 2012-2013, about 600 million beverage containers were recycled in South Australia, representing around about 46,000 tonnes of rubbish that might otherwise have ended up as litter or as landfill. This type of product stewardship legislation, which obliges manufacturers to take greater responsibility for their packaging after it's been sold, forces these manufacturers to provide a recycling system for their containers after they've been sold. We've had it before in Queensland, we can have it again. It is something that is sorely needed, and it will greatly reduce litter, not only around our streets, but also, more importantly, that it's going into the oceans and hurting the animals in the oceans, hurting sea life. This is something we need, so please support our call for a container deposit system here in Queensland. You can find out more information at our website, no-tolls.org. Thank you. Authorised by Geoffrey Hodges, 77 Flaxton Mill Road, Flaxton, for No Tolls, No Sell-Offs.